Well, first of all, it must be pretty exciting that you guys get to come back on the field. But first, I mean, you guys have been out of action for a while. How has the club kept its players engaged in the sport and up to date with the latest COVID info?
So you're absolutely right, Alex. Our game was stopped in the middle of March, 1 week before the competition started,
which was a massive
downer for everyone. So what we've had to do is try and keep our members engaged and up to date with our return to training plan, the return to competition, and also around the refund of fees. So we've issued 6 club updates across the back end of March through until May in an attempt to keep people up to date, and I've sort of found that in the absence of communication, people will make up their own communication. So we've done our very best to keep members informed through emails that are then also put on our new club website.
And I mean, looking toward the actual, jumping back on the field, there's no doubt that the sport involves a lot of, close contact with people and, sweating and all that stuff, using all that equipment and everything as well. I mean, how has the club been preparing for a safe return?
So we've been guided by Hockey New South Wales, which is our governing body, and there've had to be a range of things that we've had to do to set ourselves up for success when we do get back on the pitch. The first one was establishing a COVID safety plan, and that outlines measures around the fact that we won't be able to use dugouts or change rooms. We'll have to mark clear entry and exit signage on the field. There'll be sanitizer stations that we've been advised should be used before, during and after the games. Things that are simple, like the use of bubblers, will no longer be available. No interacting in the change rooms. And to begin with, training will have to be socially distanced. So as bizarre as that sounds, you can't actually participate in any tackling exercises on the pitch.
It will have
to be socially distanced to begin with. But progressively, that will move to us being able to resume standard sort of training exercises, and as we go into July, full competition.
And so if you're heading into the game, so you mentioned that, with the training, you have to stay socially distanced. Has there been any, alterations to rules as such? Like, will the referees have to call people up if they're getting too close if you're heading into a game?
Yeah, good question. So the socially distancing component really only in place for the training aspect up until July, at which point the government's then given community sport the go-ahead from 1 July, and the hockey competitions around New South Wales will actually commence progressively from the 18th of July. So there's no rule modifications as such, but what we will see is the games having a larger block of time allocated to them, so that there's probably 30 to 40 minutes between and after games to allow teams to get in and not overlap with other teams, to just limit that contact spread, really.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it is going to look really different, isn't it, when you're heading back in. But even still, it's good to have sport back, so we're not complaining. Hey, Jono, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You have a good week.